Eric, can you just take us through a little bit of the pregame, what that was like, and including the nice hug with your mom, and Coach Reed said you were a wild man in the locker room.
Oh, man, you know, it was just great being back out here, and, you know, just the smell of the grass, the crowd, the food. I mean, I was just taking everything in, you know, just being in the locker room with my teammates, everything from greeting the people, the security at the airport, you know, I miss stuff like that. And just being able to do it and be out there with my teammates and having my mom on the sideline, that was just great, you know, because she was there from day one. And we went through a lot. She saw me at my worst. And we talked about this moment, and I think that's why she felt, she came to tears like that, because we talked about it a long time ago, and I told her I would be back. And, you know, I broke down on the plane on the way out here, too, you know, so.
On the plane
coming out here, it just all hit me. I mean, I don't think anybody could really understand the road I took, you know, the sacrifices I had to make, the feelings I had going through those times, just to be able to experience the things I mentioned to you at the beginning. And you take the little things in, man. Like, you appreciate everything about the game, everything that surrounds the game, man. It's just a blessing to be out here. And, you know, I'm going to take full advantage of that opportunity that I have.
How much does that hug mean?
Oh, so much. So much. You know, and like I said, my mom, she's seen me at my worst. She's seen me at my best. And, like, that's something we talked about, you know, when I was laying in the hospital bed, or when I was just, you know, in her room up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And she was just telling me everything would be okay, because I just couldn't stop crying. And she was just telling me, you'll be back, everything will be okay. And she comforted me in a time where I needed comforting, you know, and she was very strong. And a lot of people always talk about the person actually going through the situation, but they don't actually talk about the caretaker. And I could see how it was very stressful for her and how much it weighed on her. So, and she was going through a lot of other things aside of my deal that I was going through. So for her to put everything to the side and just deal with me, it was just a blessing to have someone like that.
They say preseason games don't count. I gotta imagine this one.
Everything counts. Practices count, meetings count, walkthroughs count. Like I said, I've been in a position where I wish I could just come out there and watch my teammates. So the fact that I'm out here playing with them, and, you know, in this situation, man, I take all this. Everything is a blessing, man. Like, preseason games, this football. I love football, man.
Did you used to like preseason games? Or?
Yeah, I just love it more. You know what I'm saying? Like, I thought I loved it, but I really, like, love the game. Like, I love it. Like,
when,
love it.
When you finally got on the field, I think it was the fourth play from scrimmage. Just describe, did you already know you were going to go in pretty early? And what was it like as you just trotted onto the field?
Coach said I'd be playing some sub with the ones, and, you know, at this point I'm pretty much prepared for anything, you know, and especially if it has something to do with football, I'm going to be ready for it. So if I was coming in with the threes, it didn't matter. You know, I just, like I said, I'm going to take advantage of every moment I have in between the white lines and outside of it.
Could you play more?
Mm-hmm, definitely. But, you know, Coach, he has a plan for me, and I talked to Coach Emmett, and we talked about some things, so he just told me to chill out and we'll get back to work.
Going forward, the plan for you to kind of work your way into more plays throughout the rest of the preseason?
We'll just have to sit down and talk to Coach. I mean, they have a good feel for you know, what's going on, and they've been doing a great job with me at practice. And as long as we keep that open line of communication open, and I just be honest with them and tell them how I feel, I think everything will be okay.
Eric, you've been willing to embrace the fact that you're an important inspiration to people right now. Do you have a sense of that when you're playing too? That just from what you hear from people and what you give them by being able to do what you're doing?
A little bit. I've been running into a lot of people that don't even know about football, telling me their cousin just got diagnosed with cancer, or their mom or their aunt, and they just tell me that they have hope because they see me out on the field, and, you know, that means a lot to me. So it's not, like I said, I just got to take advantage of this opportunity, because it's bigger than football, you know. So as much as I love the game, I'm going to show everybody that through my play and through my passion. But it's just amazing to see how everybody else gets so much hope just from seeing me strap on the pads, and not even before I even get on the field, just to see me practice and to see me out there with the team, it just does so much for them. So I got to go hard. I got to give everything I got just so those people have hope.
A couple more guys.
What did you think after that first play you're on the field, think of that 57-yard gain?
Oh, man. Man. It was crazy because I was just so – I realized I wasn't running. Like, I was just like, oh, my God, I'm back on the field. Let's go. And I was just like, dang, okay, we got to stop him. Like, but it was just amazing to be on the field. And, like, I don't even know, man. It's just a great feeling. It's just a great feeling.
Eric, when you got to camp, you've been putting limitations on yourself, I guess. But did you know that you'd be ready to play in a game a couple weeks later? Did you really feel like that?
Yes, I did. Like I said, I talked about this a long time ago. It wasn't just a thing where I just woke up and said, oh, let me go to camp. I've been preparing for this. I was working out through chemo. The decision to get the IV over the port, I made that decision for this moment, even though it's a very dangerous situation. But this is what I've been waiting for. You know, you work so hard for something, and you give it everything you got for moments like these, and I'm not going to let it go.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, Eric.
Thank you. Oh, and I just want to thank y'all for being patient as well. I know I haven't been doing any interviews, but I really appreciate y'all letting me focus on football and being able to handle my business. Thank you.
Thank you.